אלייש חלק א' ריש נון טס. The second מאמר, מאמר שני חינוך, פרק ישעין. אילו היה עניין החינוך רק להעמיד את הבנים על דרך התורה והיראה. Had the concept of חינוך been only, merely, to place one's children on the path of תורה והיראה, דיינו בחומס עבודה זו. That would have been sufficient, more than enough, to designate it as עבודה חמורה. It's much more than that. באמס מזגלה עצמוסי של האב בפועל בחינוך בנוי. The truth is that the very essence of the parent is revealed in the חינוך of the child. האב בעצמוי, the father himself, עם כל המצוויס שהוא יושב את הראש לומד, with all of his מצוויס, with the Torah that he learns, נחשב עדיין בחוייך. He's still really potential. It's not yet done. עד שהוא זכה לגדל בנים הולכים בדרך השם אף הם. Until such time as he manages to raise children who follow the ways of Hashem too. מהוס האב ושאיפה שחייו האמיתיס מסגלה בפועל בבניו. The real essence, the true aspiration of the parent is revealed בפועל, concretized in his children. וזהו עניין החינוך. Truly the concept of חינוך is this. בוי מאמס האב את עצמי. The father validates himself. אילא זויס, therefore, נראה חיוס לחינוך הבנים לגבי הצלחה סביב בכם עצמם. The responsibility that we have to raise our children is awesome with respect to our own success in life. כי אמא הוויס מסגלים תורה מצוויס דרויב. If the parents are people who have much Torah and mitzvahs to their credit, אבל בחינוך בניהם אינם מצליחים חס וחלילה, but they do not succeed in raising the children in the way that we said, הרי לרוב הם חוירצים בזה אס המשפט על עצמם וסרסם. In the majority of cases, this is important, in the majority of cases, not all, they thereby pass judgment on themselves and own Torah. ויש לדייק בלשון הרמב״ם, הלכויס חגיגה פרק ב' הלכה ג'. The Rambam writes, כל קטן שיכול להכויס בידו של אביו, a toddler who is capable of holding his father's hand, ולעלוס מירושלים להר הבית, and walk from ירושלים to הר הבית, אביו חייב להעלויסו, his father is obligated to take him, ולהיראויס בוי. Those are obviously the key words, to be seen in him, כדי לחנכוי במצוויס, in order to train him in מצוויס, שנאמר ירואה כל זכורך. I think it's in כיסיסה. והנה מלבד מה שנראה מכאן, besides the other point over here, what it seems, דהרם בפוסק דמצוויס חינוך ומידוי רייסה, It seems he holds his midoraisa. Mima shevi pasuk yeroe kol zechorecha. Generally, when he brings a pasuk like that, she'ne'emar x, it's an indication of the oraisa. Dechayas ma'ika mashmanan b'ze. But besides that, hari yesh ledekdek b'lishoinei, shelo amar hu le'arois oisoi. It doesn't say that the father is obligated to take the child and to show him, to display him. Shekach yetzich lomar al pi dikduk lashon. That would have been the correct grammatical way to put it, we would expect such a phrase. Elo amar ulirois boy, to be seen in the child. Kloma shavni ebifna, the father is reflected through his son. Vezoi mitzvas chinuch, as we said above. Ki mitzvas chinuch eina rak mitzvah behabein. Not just a mitzvah for the child. Ela hihi befoyal shelahav atzmoi. Again, it's the concretization, the actualization of the father himself, and therefore the father is seen in him. In brackets, ומדמצינו בכל מקום כי מצוות חינוך ידי רבנן, we always hold that חינוך ידי רבנן, היא המצווה דה הבן, that's the mitzvah upon the son, for him it's דה רבנן. וגם הרמב"ם מדי רבנן, הרמב"ם would also say that the mitzvah on the child is מדי רבנן, ורק במצווה שראייה לפניו יסברך, it's in the mitzvah that we have to be seen three times a year in front of the קדוש ברוך הוא, יש מצוות חינוך מסוימת מדאורייסא לרעיס בבנוי. There's a particular, specific issue of chinuch over here, which is deoraisa. Vedoik. Ila zois, again, therefore, etzim inyan chinuch, the very concept of chinuch, matil halavois achayus atzuma lemaasem, it obligated places upon parents an enormous responsibility for their actions. She's chazku havois bisna agusam, they should be very strong in the conduct. Leman lo yiyu chaz v'chalila dugmar aliv neim, so that chaz v'chalila, they should not be constitute a bad example for the children. The Midrash begins by quoting Pasuk in Eicha, Perek Beis. Se'i elav kapayich al nefesh oil alayich ha'atufim b'ra'av b'rosh kol chutzeis. So in the simple pshat, we're talking about these toddlers who are starving in the streets of Yerushalayim. The Midrash comments as follows: Mikan amru, obviously on a deeper level, Yevakesh Adam Rachamim al Atzmoi v'al Banav v'Bnei Beis Hayavedim should daven for himself, for his children, for his household. Shelo yetze echad mem lidei davar mechora, that none of them, not one of them, should be involved in something ugly. Velo yirei Adam es oviv es imoy, so that a person should not see his father and mother keshem etabrim etdvarim yeserim, speaking unnecessarily v'achreishlem and forced to be quiet. V'imasakein hu v'hem ena memalim yemehem. If it is such a situation where the child has to rebuke his parents, they will not live a full life. U'shneseim shenemar kisham lecho shmo nafshecha me'id. The author now explains it. She'ani av, the fact that I'm a father, ze levad maspik l'achen l'zirus atzuma filu medava batel. That in itself is sufficient to obligate me to have extreme care, even from dvarim batelim, or mikol sheken midibur asul, or the most forbidden speech. Uvaze levad kedai l'amritzei l'kei mitzvois besimcha uvchod roish. And that in itself is sufficient to drive me to fulfill mitzvois with joy and seriousness. Because b'ni hakatan mista kelbi, my toddler is looking at me, my young child, my gestures and my expression as I fulfill the mitzvah, it's all engraved deeply in his young heart and mind. Heaven forbid that they should see us negligent in the fulfillment of mitzvah, approaching a mitzvah with frivolity. Like the Midrash says, and it'll be incumbent upon them then to rebuke us. Woe to us if they do rebuke us, woe to us if they don't. This destruction that comes through a bad example by the parent, it's very difficult to repair. It can have an influence for years and years later. And afterwards, words will not necessarily help. That we speak to them about fulfillment of mitzvahs. That's one point. Point number two, another point in chinuch which is pertinent to the parents themselves. There's room to say that parents, vis-à-vis the children, the pasuk that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yitzayin quotes, the Gemara says that a leader of a community who imposes terrible fear upon his community because of his power, he throws his power around. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk that speaks about casting terror upon the land and says these parnasim don't have a chelek in olam haba. So the author is saying there's room to say that a parent has an aspect of this. שאסור לפרנס להטיל אימה יסירה לציבור, a leader of a community is not permitted to impose excessive fear on the community שלא לשם שמיים. ומבויער בשערי תשובה לרבינן, שיש בזה איסור מצד האדם עצמו, it's an obligation for him, וממאויד מצוי דבר זה דווקא ביחס לבנים. And this is so common with respect to children, that parents use excessive intimidation or whatever it is. כשהילד אינו מצייס תכף, when the child doesn't immediately obey, האב נפגע בכבודו. It's the father's dignity that is harmed over here, that is injured. הוא מעניש את הילד, he, so to speak, punishes the child, אך באמס אין זה אוינש. It's not truly an אוינש, because אוינש is a מכוון לביאור רע. The whole concept of אוינש in Torah is driven at and motivated by the ideal of eliminating bad, removing the bad. This isn't oynish, ela nekama. What it is revenge. Hamesuka midevash nifga bichvodok l'sham mesilas esherim. Revenge, which is sweeter than honey for somebody whose honor and dignity have been undermined. Unkama, when it comes to revenge, asura me'atirak l'peil, it's umidoraisa vis-a-vis the child. One was not permitted to take revenge because he upset me, he disobeyed me, whatever it was, he enraged me. It's not an oynish. That's the one. V'yetzer isparus, boasting. Haim katanu, is that something small? Haim ein she'ifas roiv ha'orim l'rikosh ha'aracha mitzad bekirem al esegei eladem. Isn't it the aspiration of most parents to gain admiration from society for the children's achievements? V'chama kas ukpeida misorek l'pei eladim. How much anger and resentment is generated towards children that disappoint their parents. And they cause us embarrassment rather than honor. וגם כעס וקפדה כלפי ילדים. These emotions, the anger and the resentment towards the children under these conditions, מידויס ראויסן עד מאויד, or terribly negative מידויס. וסגובה סם הנמרצה של ההורים, and therefore the energetic, the intense response of the parents, הבא בקבוס הקס, it comes as a result of this anger, היא בבחינס, it has an aspect of נויסנים חיטיסם בארץ חיים שלא לשם שמיים, as it Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, and that's something terribly negative. Ilazeis, therefore, ein lecha hechrach letikun umidus kama chinuch habanim. There's no greater driver, imperative, for perfecting one's midus as the obligation that we have of chinuch. Ve'adayin lo nagano bazeh le'etzem ha'ashpa'a labanim. We're not even touching on the influence that this will have on one's children. We're just saying lazeh shebechinuch habanim esgaleh befoyal shel avos etzma. We're just saying that the improvement in midus is necessary because in the concept of chinuch, what is revealed is the parent himself. Al avodas ha'chinuch atzma, regarding chinuch itself, nedaber be'ezras Hashem b'perek haba, we'll speak about that in the coming chapter. Ad kan.